You may recall about, I think it was 3 Sundays ago, I shared that as a church we're having the opportunity to cruise on over to India, build about 7 churches over there, do a pastor's conference for 500 or so pastors, do outreaches into areas that have never heard the gospel. And I know I'm very excited about that. And I'm even more excited that this morning, the guy that is kind of our link to the ministry over there is here this morning to share with us some stuff. So would you please welcome with me the one and only Billy Graham.
Thank you so much, Pastor. It's a great joy and an honor to be here with you, and really appreciate for having me here, for Pastor Matt as well as Brother Aaron and my friend Isaac and Ashley. They were here, and also thank you very much for all of your desire and heart to work in India and see lives changed. And last year when you send your team over there, we had a great time. Just God has done an awesome things there. We are preparing already a heavy preparation for the team yet to come, and you're going to be making a legacy of planting those churches there and building those church, and we are going to see a great fruits going to come out of that. And we really appreciate for the last year you have been involved with the ministry, and the training center work is going on really well by the grace of God. And this year, before I left India, by the grace of God, we were able to have a vacation Bible school, and the work is really taking off. I mean, we were hoping to have probably 2,000 children, but we ended up with the 2,300. Hallelujah! Amen! So, 10 years ago, we started with the 60 children, and this year we had 2,300 children. And this is the place where the first missionary was beheaded while he was sharing the gospel in this Hindu area. Today their grandchildren are in the vacation Bible school worshipping Jesus and giving their life to the Lord for worshipping the living God. Hallelujah! So God is doing a phenomenal things. And also we do have, you know, some material out there, and I will be able to give it to you for free. And these have all the videos of the pictures of the vacation Bible school and all those things. And not only that, after the vacation Bible school, we had our national pastors conference. You know, we had Stan Avery, our president from Bandon. He came over there as a guest speaker. And we had this, you know, conference for all the people that we trained and sent out throughout the nation of India. And while they're there, I was able to interact with them and to find out what is going on through their ministry. Because one of the purposes of the training center is to train and send out missionaries all over India. God has broadened our vision, and our goal is to train 50,000 people in our lifetime to send them out all over India to take over the land. So, you know, I was just asking one of the pastors, what is happening in your area? So he was just giving me some clue. I would like to just share that in a small testimony to edify your faith. This is just one testimony out of the, you know, 2,000 people they gathered there. This pastor was sent out into the mission field, very hard area to do the ministry, and, you know, the temples are there, radicals are there. And one day while he was there, a double black belt karate guy, you know what that means? Came to the pastor and told him, don't you ever come back to this village again to share about this Jesus. We have this Hindu temple, and, you know, my job is to, you know, throw myself up in the air, you know, up and down, and kicking around, and, you know, beating people. And I have this, you know, double black belt, and so I don't want you to come. If you do come, you will never go back again. That's the last time you will be coming to this village. So it was such a threat to this pastor not to come back to the village. So that's what, you know, Pastor Matt and Brother Aaron will be doing, just imparting a great teaching in their life to carry that cross and go, you know, go into the village where we may never able to go. But these guys are there to lay down their life for the gospel. So he just decided to have a couple of days of fasting and prayer at his church. So he gathered about 15 people and they were praying. Two days later, this guy decided, the karate guy, he need to go with the group and attack the pastor. So the third day, he gathered 10 people with him, and he had a bicycle chain in his hand to beat the pastor. And also the other guys had a steel rod and pipe and stick and different things. And they came to the church. And when they came, surprisingly, there was a prayer going on, which was such a disappointment for them because they couldn't able to do what they came to do for. And so they were standing outside in frustration. So the leader guy, he bent down and he picked up a stone and he thrown that stone against the church, you know, while the prayer is going on. It made a big sound. So the pastor paused and he looked outside and he saw this, you know, crowd of people just standing there, 11 of them, and this leader guy is flipping, you know, his bicycle chain. So he sensed there is something danger out there. They need to just intensify their prayer. They don't have a cell phone. They don't have any landline. They can't call 911. So if God doesn't show up, he's going to show himself, you know, before the Lord within minutes. I mean, they will kill him and he will be there. So he was saying, Lord, we need you to do something here. So as they prayed, the power of God just came upon the group, and the leader guy fell down on the floor and started flipping on the ground with the foams coming out of his mouth. So the rest of the guys, they were looking at the, you know, leader, and they said, something is terribly wrong with this guy. If you stay around long enough, he may be dying and we may be end up being responsible. So let's get out of here, and we don't know what is going to happen with him. So they all ran away the same way they came by. Isn't that God or what? Amen. So, praise God. So this guy is left there by himself. So after some time, the pastor couldn't hear any sound, so he said, let's check on these people. So they just came out and looked at the situation. And this guy, just the leader guy, was with his face down. He was laying on outside. So they just picked him up, brought him inside the church, and flipped him over to see his face. And one of the lady inside, she just started crying, and the pastor said, what is wrong? And the lady said, that is my son. I'm praying for his salvation. His own mother was inside the church praying with the pastor for the salvation of, you know, her own son. And God is taking care of him outside the wall of the church to bring him into the kingdom of God. So here is her own son right there, you know, laying on the ground. So the pastor asked him to, you know, get up, and he said, I can't. Pastor asked him, what is wrong? Well, when you guys were praying, you know, I thrown that stone against, then I hit, you know, I felt some power just hitting me. Since the time, I fell down, and I couldn't even pick up a paper from the ground because my whole one side is paralyzed. He was laying down with no help at all. So the pastor and the people prayed over him, and God healed him about in half an hour time. So he said, I want to come back again continuously to hear about this Jesus. So he came continuously for 1 week. Then the following Sunday he got baptized, and he said, I'm going to go with the pastor to preach the gospel. So now the pastor is taking this brother everywhere he goes, and people are looking at him thinking, you know, this is a bodyguard the pastor is having with him, and they are staying 15 feet away from the pastor not to touch him. But the sweet thing is, he said, the testimony is so powerful because of this radical guy, you know, changed so incredibly. The pastor said, I have no problem with my church, you know, church growth, because more people outside of the church looking through the window and door and everything to hear the message than people are inside. It is just overflowing because of the power of God. Hallelujah! So I thank you so much for you guys' involvement in the work of the kingdom and training the pastors, sending the team, and may the Lord richly bless you. Amen.
Amen. Would you just join with me as we pray for Billy and the ministry there and protection upon him? Father, I thank you for the good work that's taking place there in India, in Tamil Nadu. And I would ask, Lord, that this day your angels would be sent to protect those ministers there. And Lord, that on this resurrection day, they would truly be experiencing the power of our resurrected Lord. That angels would be sent and power would be given, and that they would realize that greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So bless and protect those ministers there, Lord. I pray, Lord, for the group that's going to go over in a month. Lord, I pray for our steps to be ordered by you. I pray for miracles to happen. And Lord, I pray for a great ministry to be started from this time, Lord. So bless. Pray for safe travels for Billy, Lord, from here to wherever he goes. I pray for fruitfulness in his ministry and what he endeavors to do. Lord, may you take the loaves and fishes, Lord, that he has collected and just multiply them in a way that is a miraculous witness of your power, Lord. So bless him and keep him in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much.